The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Gemara Yoma Daf Samech Dalid. Today's daf is being studied L'Adu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenechenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied L'Atzlachat Hayale Savali Yisrael L'Omdim Amishmar Arceinu V'Arei Eloheinu M'Gibul L'Libanon V'Ad Levo Araba V'Ad Gibul Misraim B'Yabasha B'Avir B'Yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them victory and success against the enemies, and should also protect the people in the Toshavei Eretz Yisrael, specifically the people in the north. Shomer Yisrael, Shomer Sheherit Yisrael, Ve'al Yovad Yisrael, Kemo Shneimar, Hineh Lo Yanum Ve'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, U'Bal Yisiyon Goel, Amen Ve'amen. We begin today's daf on Samech Dalet, right on the top line. And our sugya, we left off in yesterday's daf. The Gemara quoted a pasuk, and the pasuk said that Yiratze leKorban Ishe laHashem. That pasuk was a reference to the law of that a korban is not qualified unless it is at least 8 days old. Before 8 days old, it is not qualified, it is pasuled for a korban, meaning it's premature. So the Gemara was Doresh from the pasuk. When it said Yiratzeh, it'll be accepted le korban ishe la Hashem. From the word la Hashem, the Gemara came and taught that this law includes the case of Sa'ir amishtalayah, which means that the Sa'ir of Azazel also is subject to the 8-day rule. That the Gemara questioned, isn't it obvious? Of course it has to be subject to the 8-day rule, because it's not worse than a regular korban. In what sense? When you're making the lotteries with the two goats, one of them is going to land as a korban l'Hashem. So both of them obviously have to be viable at the time of the lottery to be a korban l'Hashem. So what's the hava? I mean, I don't even think you could have a korban less than, you could have a sa'il azazel less than 8 days old. It's going to have to be 8 days old to do the lottery. So the Gemara yesterday offered different scenarios where the 8-day rule would have come into play. So now the Gemara gives another answer. Starting on the top of Samech Dalet. Rava Amar, Rava said, Kegon Shehayalo Chole Betoch Beto. The case is, the fellow that sold the Sa'il La'azazel, meaning sold it to the Hekdesh, he had a sick person in his house. Veshachat immo biyom kippurim, and halacha says if somebody is sick on Yom Kippur, of course, if his life is in danger, so you're allowed to transgress even the laws of shechita, for example. So that person had to eat. So what did this guy do? He slaughtered the mother of the sa'ir la'azazel to feed it to the sick person. And therefore what? Halacha says that you're not allowed to slaughter a mother and its child on the same day. So automatically now, this sa'il azazel becomes unfit. Mm-hmm. So what do you have to do? You have to bring another one. Oh, so the question is, on the other one that you're bringing, I would have thought maybe less than 8 days old is okay. Kamash Mahla, no, it has to be at least 8 days old. See, and there, what we're trying to do with these answers is to take out the Sa'il Hashem factor and isolate the Azazel alone. And therefore we did it. We gave a case where the owner had a sick person and therefore made Shaitan the mother, and now the Sa'il Hashem becomes unfit. Look at the top Rashid, Ava Amar. Mechusar Zeman, but actually, that she's teaching us over here, the case of premature is the case over here, where the mother was slaughtered. Now this son is considered premature, because you're not to slaughter, you have to wait until the next day, even if it's 2 weeks old, the animal. The point is, right, it's premature, because you got to wait till the next day. So that she says, Mechusar Zeman, it's the Rikra L'Sayidah Mishtaleya, the case of premature that you needed for the Sayidah Mishtaleya, Tegon Sheya Lo Limisha Mochran Nasibur, the guy that was selling it to the Sibur, Chode Betok Beto. I had a sick person in his house. Shemutal Lechalil Alav Yom Kippurim. Veshachat Etimo Shel Sa'ir. Right, and he slaughtered the mother of the Sa'id. Shena'asam Mechusar Zeman. Now the Sa'id becomes premature. Why? Mishum Oto Ve'et Beno. Right, because now the Yisur of Oto Ve'et Beno Lo Tushchatu Le'achal Shegril Alav. Right, once you made the lottery on it, so it was designated for a Sa'id. So La'azazel. So now you cannot slaughter it. So the Gemara asks, second line, V'chiyai Gavna Mi Asir. What are you talking about? Does the Sa'il al-Azazel become a suit in such a case? Lo tishhatu amar rahmana deha lav she'itahi. Hold it. The Torah says you can't slaughter both the mother and the child on the same day. The Sa'il that you throw off Azazel, you're pushing it off a mountain. That's not subject to the law of she'itah. The Gemara says, no, it is. Ha'amri b'ma'araba, they said in the West, dihiyato latsuk. Zuhi shi'itato, the pushing it off the cliff, that is tantamount to its shi'ita. For that sa'il azil, that is shi'ita, and therefore it will be subject to the law of otoved beno lo tishchatu biyom echad. Now, just as a one point that the Tba points out over here, the Gemara's scenario is that he had a sick person in his house. I mean, the Gemara could have gave any scenario for that matter. Even if the guy is a Rasha and slaughtered Bimizid, right? Even if he didn't have a sick person in his house, still you can't slaughter the son. But of course the advice is the Gemara wants to give a case where the guy did it Behetir, instead of giving a case that he did it Be'isur. The Rav Kiva Ega over here asks a different question on the Gemara. He says you could have gave the case where the two Sa'irim were mother and son. Which you don't have to give a case back at home. The two Sa'irim that they chose happened to be mother and son. And once you slaughter the first Sa'ir and receive his blood, automatically the one from Azazel becomes Asur. So that's Rav Akiva Eger's question. Now, there is a question that the Tosafot discusses over here. How far are we going to be considering this throwing off the mountain of the Sa'il Azazel a Shechita? Because we have a law that an animal that was slaughtered correctly does not emanate Tum'ah. There's no Tum'ah. However, a Nevela, that means an animal that was not slaughtered properly, there's Tum'ah Nevela. So Tosafot discusses, is this a regular Shechita? Meaning that there's no Tum'ah, or you're calling it a Shaita, but it's not a Shaita in the sense of Tum'ah. So that's the Tosafot's discussion. And the Tosafot wants to bring a proof from Igla Arufa. Because by Igla Arufa, we also decapitate the animal, and that's considered a Shaita for that. And the Igla Arufa is not Mitameh. So therefore, it could be just like it's not mitameh, even though you didn't do a regular shaita, but that's considered its shaita. So therefore, the case of Sa'il al-Azazel would be the same. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. We said in our Mishnah, Im shel shem met ze she'alav, which means Al-Mishnah gave a case of one of the animals died, which means you made the lottery, And now let's say the Shel Shem, the one that was Vahashem, the Sa'ir, died. So what do we say? You have to bring a new pair, because once you do the lottery, so they're designated, you have to bring a new pair, make a lottery again, and you say that if, let's say, the Shel Shem died, so this second one will take its stead. And then the Mishnah's language was Vashini, and the second one Yir'eh Ad She'yista'ev, will graze until it becomes blemished. Now, which second? You have the second of the first group or the second of the second group? Which means, in our case, you have an extra animal over here. You have extra animal that you have. So the question is, which one goes into grazing? So again, the Mishnah says, Im Shel Shemet. So the Shel Shem died. Okay? So now what do you have left? You just have one Azazel goat. So what do? You take two more, okay? You take two more, and you say that the Shel Shem will be from the second. Okay? Now you have two Azazels over here. So which one are you going to bring to Azazel, and which one do you let graze? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav, Machloket over here. Rav said, Sheni Shebezug Rishon, which means it's the second animal of the first pair. Which means, let's take the case, the second case of the Mishnah. The case where, let's say, the Sa'id Shel Azazel died. Okay? So now we take two more animals, and we come along and say that if the Sa'id Shel Azazel died, from the second group it'll substitute it. And then it says the second one, let it graze. So the Rav says the second one of the first Zug.
To graze.
Right, that's graze. The one that grazes.
So Sheni,
the new one is the official Sa'ir Lashem. Okay, so Sheni Shebezug Rishon. I'm sorry. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav. That's the one you sacrifice. So that says you can precedence to the first one. The first one that was originally designated Lashem, that remains Lashem. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yir'eh. And the second, I mean Rav, Amar Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yir'eh. Got it? The first, or the second one in the first group, sacrifice. I mean the original is sacrifice, and the second group, the second one, that one is going to be brought as a korban. And Rabbi Yohanan argues, he says, no. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yir'eh. That's the exact opposite. The second one, Sheni the original, Sheni Shebezug Rishon, the second, the original group, is grazed, and Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yikrab. And the substitute in the second group is brought as a korban. So that's a fantastic machloket over here between Rav and Rabbi Yohanan, which animal is the korban, is designated for the korban? Let's review this machloket. Rav is the opinion that holds the first animal of the first group, that's the one that goes on the mizbeach. Whereas Rabbi Yohanan says, no, it's the animal of the second group that goes on the mizbeach, while the other is grazed. Now the Gemara is going to define to us this machloket. The Gemara says, "V'may kamepalge." What is the source of the machloket between Rav and Rabbi Yohanan? So the Gemara says, "Rav savar, Rav holds, ba'ale chayim enam nidhin. Live animals are not completely rejected." Meaning, in this case over here, you had a Sa'ir La'azazel and you had a Sa'ir La'ashem. Both, there was a lottery done, designated. Let's take a case, the Sa'ir La'azazel died. Good. At that point, the Sa'ir La'ashem is rejected. Because now it doesn't have a partner. It's got to have a partner. Now, this rejection, however, is reinstated. Meaning once you did the second lottery of the second two, so now the first Sa'ir that's still alive comes back. And therefore Rav holds, we don't say once an animal is rejected, it's rejected conclusively. You're able to have a rejection and then be reinstated. So therefore once it's reinstated, so therefore you bring that one. Look at Nashi. In Nidhim, Im ir'a lahim, Sha'at psul, if let's say there was a time of psul, Adayin yicholim lihitaken. It still can be reinstated, it still can be fixed, because she is daveg lo acher. Right, when you get another partner for it. We don't say once it's rejected, it's rejected. Unless it was already slaughtered. Which means, let's say, you had the Sa'ir Lahashem, the Sa'ir Azazel. You slaughtered the Sa'ir Lahashem. Now it's not alive anymore, obviously. And you have the blood already about to sprinkle. And the Azazel died. Then we say Yishapech Adam. Then you got to pour the blood out. And it's rejected, finished. You don't say, well, hold the blood there till you get another one, and we'll reinstate it. No. This law of Indihui is only when the animals are still alive. Okay? That's the Shita of Rav. Rabbi Yohanan Savad. Rabbi Yohanan holds Baalei Chayim Nidhim. He holds the opposite. He holds no. Once it's rejected, it's rejected. And therefore, the first animal of the first group, or the second animal of the first group, once already had a Sha'at Psul, you can't ever fix that again. So therefore, the only choice is to bring the second animal of the second group. Now the Gemara is going to give sources. My Tamadiraf, what's the reason of Rav that he had, that he holds Dihui is not conclusive? Di Alif Mimikusar Zeman. Good. He learns it's similar to the premature animal. Let's take an animal before 8 days old. Mikusar Zeman Lav Afagab Dehashta Lo Haze. Before 8 days old, it's not chazeh, it's not viable. But when it becomes viable again, meaning after 8 days, Shapir Dame, so it's reinstated. So he wants to compare it to the case of premature. Premature at 6 days, let's say, or 7 days. It wasn't Ra'ui. It was, with the way Rav is looking at it, it was rejected. And now at 8 days, it becomes reinstated. And we say, at 8 days old, it's okay. So therefore, the same thing over here. Kemana says, no, Mi Dame, is it analogous? Hatam lo et hazek klal. At 7 days old, it's not ra'ui at all. It never had a time of viability. There was not ra'ui at all. Means in that case, that would be called enun nir'eh klal. It was never viable, and then it became nir'eh. Then it became viable. It just went from non-viability to viability. However, this case is hacha nir'eh v'nidheh. Here it was viable. The case of the Sa'ir, when he had the two goats alive, they were viable. Then it became rejected, then it came back. That's a different dynamics. And you cannot learn from the case of Mi'usar Zman to a case that we're trying to prove. We're trying to prove a case of Nir'eh v'nidcheh v'hazar v'nid'eh. So comes the Gemara, says, you're right. Ela haynu ta'ma de Rav. This is indeed the reason of Rav. The Yalif Over. Let's talk about an animal that has a blemish, baal mum, over. But it is what? Passing. It's a temporary blemish that will heal. Baal mum over. Lab afagav de lo haze hashta. Even though right now it's not viable. Ki hadar mi'ze, when it's going to become healed, it's going to become viable again. Shapir dame, hachename, lo shena. So here too as well. So let's say you have an animal that was kosher, meaning kasher for a korban. Nir'eh has a baal mum now. Oh, baal mum, but it's a temporary baal mum. So it went from nir'eh to nidheh. Once the baal mum passes, chozer v'nir'eh. Exactly what we want to prove in the case of the two se'irim. So comes the Gemara and says, ve'ata min alan. Hold it, Rav. How do you know that a baal mum that's over, that the animal goes back to its original viability? So Gemara says, dichtiv, because the pasuk says, ki moshchatam bahem mum bam. Mushchatam in this pasuk over here means its destruction. Lashon hashchata, ki mushchatam bahim. The animal now is mushchat. It is destroyed in a sense. Mum bam. Its blemish is in them. So the Gemara has dorish. Mum bam hu delo yirtzu. Ha'avar mumam yirtzu. Yeah, what is it mushchatam? What is it considered destructive and not good? Mum bam, when the mum is in them. Let the mum go away, not mushchatam anymore. Then it becomes viable. So you see the pasuk from the fact that it says mum bam, dafka, when the mum is in them, it's no good. Mashiachim, when the mum goes away, it's okay. So that's Rav's line of reasoning. So again, if somebody asks, what's the source of Rav? That is the first animal that can be brought as the Sa'ir Lashem, in the case where it's rejected, his source is from Ba'al Mum. Now we go to Rabbi Yohanan. The Rabbi Yohanan, Mi'et Rachamana Bahim, which is what the Torah comes along by the Ba'al Mum. The Torah says, Ki Moshchatam Bahim. Now the word bahim is exclusionary. It's coming to say that this law only applies bahim by Baal Mum, meaning dechi avar muman yirtzu. Yeah, this case is an exception. That when the mum goes away, it goes back to its original viability. Ha kol dehoyin. But everything else that was rejected, hu'il v'nidhu nidhu, which means, yeah, I agree with you by Baal Mum. But Ba'al Mum is an exception case, because the Torah says Bahim. The law only applies to them, to Ba'al Mum. But do not apply the law of rejection that you learned from Ba'al Mum to everywhere else. And therefore, they're going to be by the Sa'ir case. Once it's rejected, it's rejected. Now, of course, Rabbi Yochanan is going to have to bring a proof of this. He just rejected the proof of Ba'al Mum. Again, by the Ba'al Mum, it says Bahim. Now, the Gemara says, V'rav, V'rav, ha'u Bahim, בעניהו הוא דלא מרצו, על ידי תערובת מרצו. That's, I agree, the word Bahim is teaching us something. You know what Bahim is teaching you? In this stage, בעניהו, in their state, they're asur if they're Baal Mum. However, there's a big hadush, Rav says, if you have, let's say, pieces of a regular korban, let's talk about korban olah, shalim, regular korban olah, non-blemished, that got mixed up with pieces of a Qurban Ola that was a Baal Mum. You can't tell which is the Baal Mum now and which is not the Baal Mum. All the pieces are mixed. So then the law of Baal Mum doesn't apply. You can't put that on the Mizbayah. When did the Torah say you can't put a Baal Mum on the Mizbayah? Bahim. When it's alone, when it's them. Be'anayu. When it's themselves. However, Al Yideh Ta'arovet. But if it's in a mixture, all bets are off, it'll be mutar. And the Gemara quotes, kidetnan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Evarim temimim. You have limbs of perfect animals, shalem animals. Be'evarim ba'ale mumin. Mixed up with limbs that are from blemished animals. The Bidi'ezer omer, the Bidi'ezer says, Im karev harosh shelechat mehim. If let's say you threw the head of one of those animals on the Mizbayah, Yakrivu kol arashin kulan. All the other heads you could throw on the mizbeach as well. Kirav shelachat mehem. If let's say the legs of one of them were thrown on the mizbeach, yakrivu kol akirahayim kullo. You could then throw on the mizbeach all the other legs. What's the logic of this opinion, Abili Aizer? He says like this: you took one of the heads, you threw it on the mizbeach. You could assume that the head that was thrown on the Mizbayah was the Baal Mum. Once you assume that the head that was the Baal Mum was thrown on the Mizbayah, all the other heads become permissible. Now you'll ask, why do you assume that that head is the Baal Mum? So that she says that, because now we're dealing with only Isud Rabbananzir. Because Minat Torah, there's no Isud on these heads because it's Betarovet. The only time the Torah is Oseh the Baal Mum when it's alone. So then we have a Safek Rabbanan. Safek Rabbanan, the Kula, which is when you threw the head on the Mizbayah, like, okay, that's the Baal Mum one. And then all the other ones will become Gashir.
How come you could put it on first?
You shouldn't have put it on the Mizbayah. They're saying, "Im, if one of the heads went on the Mizbeach, all the other heads become permissible." So you see what? You see that Minat Torah, Ta'arovet is not Asur. Ta'arovet is only Isur, Midrabbanan. And that's what the word Bahem is coming to teach me according to Rav. Now, Vachamim Omrim, in that Mishnah, there's an opinion of Vachamim, they say, Afilu Karbu Kulan, Chutz Me'ehad Mehem, Yetze Lebet Aserefa. Okay, say no. Even if all the limbs were thrown in the Mizbeach, and all you have is one limb left, you have to assume that that limb is Isur, and that limb is Ma'amum, and therefore you have to send it out to the Bet Aserefa. So Hakamim argue on the Bili Ezba. If you see, according to everybody over here, that it's only Isur, that, according to Bili Ezba, I should say, you see it's only Isur, the Rabbanan. Look at Rashi. Yakribu Kol. Hey, look at Rashi, the first one. Im kareva rosh lehad mehem, kodem shirgishu bedabar. She answers your question. Before you realize you had a problem over here, you threw one of the heads on the mizbeach. Yakribu kol harashin kulan. Vetolin, and we could assume, ha'isur be'oto shekarev kvar. You could assume that the isur was on the one that you threw on the mizbeach already. Vetalina likula. And obviously we're assuming here, we're going lenient. Why? Lo even it arebu. And can sefek isu de oraita lemezal lechumra. Right, we don't have to go lechumra anymore. De lo zira torah alehen ela keshen ba'atzmam. Shene emar bahem. Ki moshatam bahem mumbam. Ki itnu be'enayu. However, when they're not alone, only sud rabbanan, they have no problems. That's how Rav learns. Now we got to go back to Rabbi Yohanan. Gemara says, the first wide line, the idach, Rabbi Yohanan, Nafkale mibam bahim, which means the pasukah said ki moshchatam bam. Why did it have to say bahim? Which means the extra hair, like instead of saying bam, it said bahim. So from that extra, we could learn the law of tarovet. The idach rav. Bam Bahim Lo Darish. He doesn't go with this Bam Bahim Dirasha. And therefore, to him that's not a Mashma'ut. Therefore, you just have the word Bahim to teach me that not Ta'arov. So it comes out, again, the source for Rav is the Baal Mum. However, according to the Yohanan, he comes along and says, no, the Baal Mum is an exception. Bahim. The law applies only Bahim. The law of rejection is Bahim. Oh, very good. So use Bahim. Now, how do you know the law of a case of Ta'arovet? Bam Bahim. And the fact that the Pasukun said Bam and it said extra Bahim, so therefore I know two laws from that. I know the law of it only applies by Bam, when this law of rejection, and I know the law of Ta'arovet. Only when it's in its state there's a problem, but not when it is mixed. We should point out there is an interesting question over here from the Tosfot Yeshanim, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yohanan, that says that dihui is conclusive, that once it's rejected, it remains rejected. So the question is, we know there's a law in the Torah of oto ve'et beno lo tishchatu biyom echad. They're not allowed to slaughter the mother and the child, let's say, on the same day. So it comes out of Kotel Yohanan, assuming that the animals are 8 days old already. So therefore, they're both viable. Now, once you slaughter the mother, the child becomes dahui. The next day, however, it becomes reinstated in the air again. Are you going to say that according to Yohanan, that never, once you slaughtered the mother, could you slaughter now the child? Because once it's rejected forever? Now the Gemara in Zevachim is mashma, but that's not so. That after the day passes, the next day you can slaughter the child. So how does Yohanan square this off? So the Ritba answers this question and says, when does Rabbi Yohanan say that a rejection, a dihui, is a total dihui? That's only in a case where to make it reinstated, you have to do something. For example, like in the case of the Sa'ir of Kippur, to get that first animal reinstated, you have to do another lottery, then you have to put the lots on the animals' heads, etc., designate them. However, over here, in the case of Otov et Beno, you don't got to do anything. You just have to wait it out. It's just considered mechusar zman, similar to the case of the mum, where the Yohanan agreed, where the mum over got to wait it out. Once the mum goes away, so it's reinstated. So similarly, in the case of otov et beno, since it's a passive situation to reinstate it, so therefore even the Yohanan will agree. Comes the Gemara and continues. First wide line. Urav, according to Rav, Nihi Nameh Debale Chaim Ena Nidhin. Granted, you want to tell me that Baalei Chaim are not rejected. However, Iba'e Hainakrib. So you should give me an option, which means both animals now are viable. Why did Rav tell me specifically you have to bring from the first group? Well, you can bring from the first group, but the Chara, according to Rav, you should be able to also bring from the second group. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand. The first animal is rejected, so you have no choice but to bring from the second group. However, according to Rav, you're telling me that once an animal is rejected, it can come back. So what's the difference with animal you use? You can use from the first group, or you can use from the second group. Both are viable. So why did you tell me Dafka the first one? So the Gemara says to this, Amar Rabah, Rav Savar like Rabbi Yose, the Amar Mitzvah Barishon. This is a similar Gemara that we had previously. We'll say Rav holds like the opinion of Rabbi Yose that says it's a mitzvah to use the first one. And since the animal, the first group, that was the first one that had Kiddushah to it, so therefore it's a mitzvah to use the first one. Where do you see the Rabbi Yose's opinion? Hey Rabbi Yose, Inema Rabbi Yose the Kupot, if it's a Rabbi Yose from Shekalim. By the kupot, the boxes that they used to put the shekalim in the tnan, shalosh kupot, shalosh se'in. There were three boxes, and each box had a measurement of three se'in. Shebehem tor min talishka. They would empty out the treasury of shekalim into these boxes three times a year. The katuv alein aleph bet gimal. And on these respective boxes, it was written aleph bet gimal on each one. Aleph on the first, bet on the second, gimal on the third. Betanya, we have a baita amar biyose. Lama katuv alein aleph bet gimal. Why? They have to number the, or actually letter the boxes. Lida ezemem nitrema rishon. To know which box was filled first. Lavi emen na rishon. To use that money in the first box to buy the korbanot of the sibur. Shemitzvah barishon. Because you see what's a mitzvah barishon. So you see the Biyosei holds that. The first mitzvah, that has a precedent. So therefore this animal too, in the first group, since it was consecrated first as a sa'i lashem, so therefore it has precedence. Kibras, what's your proof? Dilma shaniyata. Maybe the case of shikalim is different. Debe'idna de'etchaze kamaita lo etchaze batraita. Right, which means when you filled up the first box, and as long as you have shikalim in the first box, the second and third box is not even viable. Which means that's why the first box has precedence, because the first box became kadosh first. It became a mitzvah. Once you empty out the treasury into that first box, that box is viable. The other two are not. They don't become viable until the first box is empty. So therefore, that's what you say mitzvah barishon. But we're looking for a different case. We're looking for a case now where both animals became viable simultaneously. Now let's figure out why did they become viable simultaneously. You had your two animals. The Sa'ir la'azazel died. Okay? Now you have a Sa'ir la'ashem. That Sa'ir la'ashem is pasul, because it doesn't have a partner. Good? Now, you have to take two more. Okay? Now, once you take two more and you have now the... Actually, you'll only have a case in the reverse. I take it back. You'll have a case with the Sa'ir la'azazel. Let's read Rashi. Be'idna de'itchazai kamaita, lo itchazai batraita. That's by the shekalim. Aval, hai lo itchazai kama ad itchazai batra. Here, both animals become viable simultaneously. She'af api shigril alav. Even though, let's say, you made the second lottery, Enu ra'ui lishachet, you're not going to be able to slaughter it, ad, meaning the azazel, ad le'achar matan dam hapar. You're not going to be able to slaughter even the sa'ir until you bring the blood of the par. You have to remember there's other animals over here, right? The par. U'bitoch kach met havero. Right, in the interim, the other animal died. Ve'viu shnayim, so you brought two more. Ve'grilu alehem, and you made lotteries. U'shegia zman shchitat ha'sa'ir, when the time of the shchita of the sa'ir came, kevar ze'a. We explained Rashi over here. Rashi's meaning to say like this. You had your two animals that you designated. Now, like Rashi's Lashon, Aval hai lo itchazeh kama ad itchazeh batra. Here, both of them became viable
simultaneously. Shapapi shegril alav. Even though, let's say, the first lotteries, right? You designated both animals. You can't slaughter the sa'ir la'ashem ad la'chad matan dam apar, until you sprinkle the pot. So technically, the sa'ir la'ashem is not yet viable. Right? In the interim, ubetok gag met chavero. Now the sa'ir la'azazel died. Vibioshnaim. So you bought another two vigrilu alehim. Right? And you made a new lottery. Ushigiyas man shaitatas. Now you sprinkled the blood of the pot. Now both sa'ir la'ashems of group 1 and 2 become viable at the same time. Like she says, Kevar ze'acharon omed. The second group already, the pot is, the sa'ir is standing there. So therefore the question is, no proof from Rabbi Yosef. You have to give me a case where the things are reinstituted the same time and still it's a mitzvah in the Rishon. Comes the Gemara and says, Ela Rabbi Yosef de Pesach. Like we learned earlier, Ela with the reference of Rabbi Yosef is by Korban Pesach. De Tanya, Mafrish Pesach. Right? Person designated a Korban Pesach. Ve'avad. Right? Then he lost it. Ve'frish Acher Tachtav. Right? Then he designated another one in its stead. Ve'arkach Nemsa Harishon. Now he found the original. Varish name Omdim. And now both of them are standing in front of him. And as we learned, the case was talking about, let's say, before Chatzot all this happened. So before Chatzot, nothing goes on. Once Chatzot comes, you have two animals in front of you, both of them become viable as a Korban Pesach at the same time. So Ezemim Shirtze Yikrav, Devri Hakamim. Hakamim say, whichever animal you want to bring, bring. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Mitzvah Barishon. Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's a mitzvah to bring the first one. But of course, if the second one is more choice for a korban, then I got to bring that. But the point is, you see, according to Rabbi Yosef, you have simultaneous viability on these two korban. And still he says, mitzvah barishon, the original one that became designated for your korban pesach. Similarly, you can say what? According to Rav, that even though both are now viable, it's a mitzvah to take the original one that was viable the first. Look at Rashi. Ela Rabbi Yosef de Pesach. Da'aka lo etchazek kamay ad etchazek batray. By Pesach, they both became viable simultaneously. Share ez man shvaitat ha-Pesach ela lachar chatzot. Because the time of Pesach is only till after chatzot. Ve'kodem lachen abad rishon ve'ufra sheni. Ve'nimsar rishon. And you found the first one. Ve'ere shneem omdim. Both of them are standing. Ke'shegi az man shvaitat ve'afilu achi kamar Rabbi Yosef mitzvah. Ba'rishon. Very good. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Now, Tosfot has a question over here, but it seems according to Rabbi Yosef that you do take the choice one, which means if the second one is choice, you will opt on that one. So therefore, why don't we give that option also by the case of the Shnei Se'irim? Meaning, Rav should say, you're going like Rabbi Yosef, right? Mitzvah Barishon. The first one that you designated Lahashem, that one's the one you're supposed to use. But that being said, you should say, if the second one, if the second group is more plump, is more choice, use that one. If you're holding, that going to be yourself, look at the top Tosfot.
או בנעשים בעזרה, אבל בסעיר המשתלה, בסעיר הפנימי, הנסלף, חוץ לשלוש מחנות, אפילו מיישני מובחן ממנו מצווה בראשון.
So Tosfot, we have to say a חילוק between קורבנות that are slaughtered in the עזרה, like קורבן פסח, to קורבנות that are slaughtered inside, like the סעיר המשתלה, or not the סעיר הפנימי, the סעיר להשם. You have to say there's some חילוק between these two types of...
Continues. Amar Rava. Daika matnitin kevate de Rav. Uberaita kevate de Rabbi Yohanan.
We have a Mishnah that is precise according to the opinion of Rav, and we have a Braita that's precise according to the opinion of Rabbi Yohanan.
Matnitin kevate de Rav. We have a Mishnah that's following the opinion of Rav. Diktani, it says in the Mishnah, Im shel shem met, if the sa'ir la'ashem died, ze she'ala ala v'goral la'ashem yitkayem tachtav.
So we said that the second group, right, the sa'ir that was designated, now la'ashem will substitute it. the idach, and the other one kedekae kae. Now, what is this other one? The idach kedekae kae. So that she says kedekae kae bikdushate, which means it's mashma, it'll remain what it was. It stays what it was. Now, the Qawlan is talking about the first one. When you say kedekae kae, it remains. Which means Yisrael Hashem is going to come from the second group. The idach, the other one, kedekae kae, whatever it was, which it goes back to its original kedushanak. Then she says bikdushate velo aminan yidchay. We don't say that it is totally rejected. So therefore, from the lashon of the Mishnah, when it says im shel shem met zeh shalav aragoral lashem yitkayem tahtav, and therefore we're assuming the idach and the other one kedekae kae. The other one's referring to the first one in the first group. Braita kivat the Rabbi Yochanan. We have a braita that's following Rabbi Yochanan. The Ketan, because it says in the braita sheni eni yodeya im sheni shebezug rishon im sheni shebezug sheni. Right, when it said in the Mishnah, the second one, which second one? Is that going to the first group or is that going to the second group? Kishuomer ya omad hai, when the pasuk says it should stand alive, velo shechavero met, not referring to the one that its partner died. Now, how do you learn that from the words ya omad hai? Both animals are alive. Both animals are standing. The sa'ir of the second group, the sa'ir of the first one, they're both standing alive. So look at the Rashi. Ya'omad hai. That's mashma in the present. It shall stand alive. Velo shekvar amad. See Rashi's lashon there? Not that it stood already. Venitche al yedem mitat chavero. Ve'achshav u'bal la'azov ve'la'amod. Ya'amod chayz mashma amida achat ve'lo shtei amidot. Meaning, ya'omad chayz mashma, it has to have one standing in the present. Not that it was standing, meaning it was viable, that it became rejected, that it came back again. That's two amidot. That had an amidah, a viability, lost it, it came back. Ya'omad chayz mashma amidah achat. One, and which animal has an amidah achat? One viability, the second one. Good. That's how he's learning. Velo shechavero met. So again, she adds little extra words here that we don't have in our text. I want to point that out. Our text was ya'omad chay velo shechavero met. That she had the words the ya'omad chay velo shekvar amad. You understand? Ya'omad chay is referring to the present, not she'amad, not in the past. Now the Gemara says, well, actually the Gemara is going to say these words coming up. Me'e mashma, where is it mashma? Ya'omad chay velo shekvar amad. That's what she's going on these words. That it's standing in the present and not that it stood. Comes the Gemara and says, Tenan, we learned in our Mishnah. Ve'od amar Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember, at the end of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda had an opinion. And he said the following, Nishpach Adam, if let's say the blood of the Sa'ir Lashem, the blood of Sa'ir Lashem spilled, Yamut HaMishtalayach, then already the Sa'ir HaMishtalayach is put to death. Met HaMishtalayach, or the opposite case, if the Mishtalayach died, Yishpach Adam, then the blood of the Sa'ir Lashem is also spilled. Now the Gemara analyzes. Pishtamal Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, De'amar Ba'alei Chayim Nidhin. That what? That Ba'alei Chayim, once they're rejected totally. Mishum Achei Yamut HaMishtalayach. That's why we understand why the Mishnah has got to be put to death. Because once the blood of the Sa'ir Lashem spilled, now this Sa'ir HaMishtalayach does not have a partner. So therefore, what do you got to do with it? You got to put it to death, meaning it's Nidhcheh. Ela lirav tamar bale chayim enan nidchim amay yamut hamishtalayach. What does it mean? According to that, doesn't make sense. Which means, why do you have to put the mishnah to death? Once this blood of the sa'ir is spilled, so your sa'ir hamishtal true right now is not good. Get another pair, make another lottery, and it becomes good again. Look at Rashi. When he says Yamuta Mishtalaya, Ama Bale Chayim Nitchim, right? That's a proof for Rabbi Yochanan. So the question is, according to Rav,
how you're going to explain Al Mishnah? So comes the Gemara and says, Amalecha Rav, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, lo kamina. Says, what do you want? I'm not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. I didn't say my deed according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ki kamina Alibad Rabbanan. I was saying my opinion based on the rabbi that argue against Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rashi. Ki kamina Alibad Rabbanan. Medekama Rabbi Yehuda ve'od. Right? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, and furthermore, Lashmi'ina de Baalei Chaim Nidhin. Now he's coming to tell me that what the Baalei Chaim are rejected. Mechlal v'shem'inu l'rabanan d'amri sheni shebezug rishon karev the Baalei Chaim in Nidhin. Which obviously Rabbi Yehuda was reacting to something that he heard from Tanakama. Which must be Tanakama said the original one is reinstated. To that Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the original one is not reinstated. The original one is put to death. So the Rav said, what do you want from me? Asking me a question from Rabbi Yehuda? I don't like Rabbi Yehuda. I don't like the rabbis that obviously argue on him. V'sheni shmezug sheni yireh. Now, the rabbis are arguing Rabbi Yehuda on 2 points. Because the rabbis say the first one, I mean the first group is reinstated. And what do you do with the second group, the animal in the second group, the second animal in the second group? So he says you let it graze until it gets a blemish. Right? Because Hakamim hold that since that was designated for a chatat of sibur, the law is chatat sibur is not put to death. You let it graze until it gets a blemish and then you sell it. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on Hakamim of the Mishnah on 2 points. That what? The kamri to in chatat sibur meta. First that you said in chatat sibur meta, and you omer tamut. I say first of all, it does put die. You lock it in a room and starve it to death. Be'od lo bazes she'amartem alav yireh ani omer yamut elahu yikra v'shlish v'zug rishon yamut. And second of all, we're arguing on which animal do according to me put to death or according to you graze. You hold, you do that to the second animal in the second group. What I hold, you do it to the second animal in the first group. Because I hold, once it's rejected, it's only rejected. So let's review this Mishnah now. Comes out according to this, the Gemara said, hey, Rav, you hold that while when an item is rejected, it comes reinstated. What are you talking about? Beferush Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that once one of the animal, let's say the blood spills, or let's say one of the animal dies, the Sayyidah Mishtaleh dies, so the other animal also must be put to death. Why? Rejected. Once it's rejected, it's out. That's against you, Rav. Can't argue on the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tanana Mishnah. So the Rav said, what do you want from me? Who is Rabbi Yehuda arguing on in the Mishnah? He must have been arguing on Rabbanan. Very good. And what did Rabbanan must have said? Well, they must have said, nah, you bring the animal of the first group, it's reinstated. Either for Sayyid Shemishtaleh or for Sayyid Hashem. Oh, and you know what? There's another argument over here. Because Hakamim said that the animal in the second group, let it graze until it gets a moon. Because Hakamim hold, this is a Hatat of Sibur. Hatat Sibur en Meta. That's the last Allah Kham Shem Sinai. Oh, so the Buddha says, I argue on that as well. Because I hold that Hatat Sibur also has the law of Meta. So not only are we arguing on which animal, but we're also arguing on what's the deen of Meta or not. Comes the Gemara and says, Bishtama de Rav. According to Rav, everything's good. Beha pedigi de biyuda v'rabbanan. Okay, now we understand the machloket and the Mishnah. That's what they're arguing on. Rav says that the rabbis hold that the first animal is reinstated, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the first animal's rejected, and it's the second animal of the second set that is viable. Ena Rabbi Yochanan bemai pedigi. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what are they arguing on? Rashi, Ela Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Rabbanan Name Beshini Shebezug Rishon, Amru Yireh, Bemai Pedig Rabbi Yehuda Alayu, Be'ak Sefa Dektani Ve'od. Which means according to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that even in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan says it's the second animal that's brought. So Rabbi Yehuda, you also hold it's the second animal from the second set that's brought. So Rabbi Yehuda, what's the argument between Rav, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda?
So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava, Ha'amrinan daika matnitin kevate derav. So he says, what do you want? Didn't we tell you that? We told you that the Mishnah is more meduyeket like Rav. Which means, what are you shocked about? That was the opening statement of the Gemara. The Mishnah is more meduyeket like Rav. So the Gemara goes over and says, hey, the Mishnah is problematic according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's exactly what we said. The Mishnah is more meduyeket like Rav. Exactly. So again, let's review over here, and we'll stop over here. We're going to go stop until today. Which is, we want to understand, bottom line, we proved a Mishnah more meduyeket like Rav, and we proved the Braita more meduyeket like Rabbi Yochanan. Let's just review. The Braita, the Mishnah that was more meduyeket, because it said what? It said in the Mishnah, Im shel shem mit, right? If the shel shem died, Ze shahala alav agoral lashem yitkayem tahtav. That the one that was on this Shem in the second group, that's the second group is the Shem. Mashma that whatever was in the first group remains status. That's the first group, meaning the side of Mishtalar is reinstated. That's the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is also Meduyeket, the way we understand the Machlok between the Banan and Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on Rabbi Yehuda on two fronts. Number one, I say it's the animal in the second group that's brought as the correct. I say it's nidheh. And secondly, the other animal is not grazed, but I hold it's put to death because I don't hold of your rule that says in chatat zibur meta. Now the braita that was meduyeket according to Rabbi Yochanan, it was beferush. The braita said, and the second one is brought. Second one of what? Is any yodaya? Second one of the first group or second one of the second group? Elawaya, second one of the second group. Why? Because the pasuk is Ya'omad Hai. Velo Shkvar Amad. It's got to be standing once, not that it was standing already. Beautiful. So you have a Braita according to Rabbi Yochanan, and you have a Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan.